noticed, and she is appreciated.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have some more fun right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news. Two sources confirmed to CBS 90-year-old Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein has died. Correspondent Tom Foti.
Dianne Feinstein started in local politics.
I was mayor of San Francisco for 9 years.
Before moving on to the U.S. Senate in 1992.
Mrs. Feinstein,
The California Democrat took up many causes, including gun laws. Then Senator Joe Biden credited her leadership in sponsoring the 1994 federal assault weapons ban.
She went out and did something that was a product of an incredible amount of work.
But Feinstein's recent health problems and long Senate absences were too much for some members of her party. Congressman Ro Khanna saying she needed to resign before the end of her term.
She's representing 40 million people in California. We need someone who's going to be on top of the job.
Tom Foti, CBS News.
Once again, sources tell CBS News Congresswoman Dianne Feinstein has died at the age of 90. A day and a half to go, and lawmakers on Capitol Hill are still struggling to pass spending bills to avoid a government shutdown, with Republicans in the House divided. If the lights do go out in D.C., CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says tens of thousands of government workers will be sidelined.
They'll either get furloughed or they'll be forced to come into work and not get paid. That could be up to a million people. Getting through an airport could be hard. Getting a passport could be hard.
The two-week-old United Auto Workers strike, as we wait to hear from Union President Sean Fain next hour, could be expanded. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert from Detroit.
Striking SUV plants would increase the pressure. Taking out engine plants would impact other assembly plants. And then there's the nuclear option.
Is this the time to take out the pickup plants?
I don't know if it's time to take out the pickup truck plants, because that starts to immediately hurt everybody's pocketbook.
Cornell labor expert Art Wheaton does not expect Ford to be spared this time as it was last week, because he doesn't think they're making the progress that the UAW expects. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
CBS News has learned high-powered Republicans unimpressed with the current crop of GOP presidential candidates have their eyes on a new possibility. Correspondent Robert Costa.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, a Republican, is being recruited to make a late entry now into the 2024 Republican presidential race. He's being recruited by billionaires like Thomas Perfetti and by former Attorney General Bill Barr and many others.
Again, our top story, 90-year-old Congresswoman Dianne Feinstein has died. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools and get 5 times the bonus points. Plus, right now, buy a DeWalt PowerStack battery kit and get a select DeWalt bear tool free, up to a $249 value. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid 9/18 through 9/29. Subject to change. DeWalt offer valid through 10/11.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 75. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Highs level off around 80.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 56.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band together. We're having some fun. We know the mics are on this time. We're having a blast. Having a good one. It's a happy Friday, everybody. Hope your weekend is getting you ready for your weekend well over around here. A little bit later, we're going to get into the best cities in America for coffee on this National Coffee Day. We'll get into that. We have Merriam-Webster's 690 new words they're including.
We should probably start. We only have like 55 minutes left of the show.
We're going to start right now on that. We'll be getting to that in a little bit. Right now, we kick off with some entertainment news. And this is an interesting story. Today's the day that Netflix sends out its final DVDs.
Really?
I don't think a lot of people even knew that they were still doing that. Or maybe some people out there may not know that Netflix started that way. That's how Netflix started, was a CD, our DVD delivery service. And I think they had video games for a little bit. I'm not sure, but I know it was DVDs. It was so awesome when they first started. It was amazing. You'd have a queue, and you'd get these movies and delivered right to you.
So it's like BMG.
Yeah, it was a lot like that.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Hold on. Netflix, are you buying them, or you're just using them and sending them back?
Oh, you're renting them. Yeah,
you're renting them. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It was a video rental service back when that still was a thing. Don't feel bad if you didn't know that, though. Netflix has been fewer than a million subscribers held on this long. There are only 5 distribution centers: California, Texas, Georgia, and New Jersey. Those of you who refuse to quit, your plans get an extra bonus. You get to keep whatever comes your way. Some subscribers have been chosen to receive 10 discs as parting gifts. That's
well, I suppose.
Cool.
What are they going to do with them?
I mean, yeah. You want
might
that,
as well distribute them.
Honestly, what are they going to do with another copy of Beetlejuice? It's not going to help them any. So yeah, I get it. But that's just an interesting. Terry and I were talking about during one of our breaks, our early jobs we did, and my first real job here in Rapids was working at Deja Vu Video, in a rental video store, and it's so weird to go from there to where we are now, where there's none of that anymore.
No, you're just streaming everything.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about the Netflix subscribers, though. So if they're going to send the subscribers, like 10 movies to just keep.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be your luck, like you get like 10 really crappy ones?
Oh yeah,
like there's not even one good one.
That is definitely the luck I would have. Yeah. Mick Jagger says the Rolling Stones don't have any intentions to sell their post 1971 music catalog, but if they did, the profits certainly wouldn't go to his 8 kids. He says, "Quote: The children don't need $500 million to live well. Come on. Instead, he'd like the money to go to a charity, do some good in the world.
Good for him." That's awesome.
This is becoming more and more of a story as our artists get older. The artists that we grew up on, a lot of them, and some of the artists our parents grew up on. One of the biggest things is them selling their music libraries. Apple is known to buy these things up. There's a lot of the companies out there that do that, and they make quite a bunch of money off of this stuff. So it's really impressive, and usually that's what they do. They give it to their kids, or it's left in their
trust. Or part of their trust, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I hope this starts a trend. I hope this starts a trend, because if you are doing your job as a parent, and especially if you've got the Mick Jagger kind of money, and even if you've got 8 kids, they're good. They're good. They don't need this. They should be all right. You should have been already taking care of that, which I'm sure Mick and many artists like him have done. That money could do such good in the world. We can't even wrap our minds around. Maybe Terry is the only one in the listenership right now that has an idea, even a fathom of an idea of what that money could do. If I said to you, Terry, Mick Jagger just gave that to the United Way. Like, I can't even imagine how you'd wrap your mind around
that.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
And so to be able to do that kind of good in the world, I would love to, look, I'm not holding my breath on this, but I would love to see this start a trend. If Mick Jagger's not exactly, I wouldn't say anything negative necessarily about him giving, but Mick Jagger's not known as somebody who, Mick Jagger gave to another charity.
Like as a great philanthropist,
yeah. He's doing this, he's thinking of this kind of thing. I call on all of you in the top 1% because they're big listeners. Yeah, right. They're not listening. I have a hard time believing that the Zuckerberg's listening to us. But
well, he might want to be in our band.
You want to get in, start giving away some of that money, man. Start giving away some of that money. Give it to the United Way. Give it to some of our nonprofits.
But this whole thing with Mick Jagger, and even if you know, like you said, start a trend. But even if it just makes people be a little bit more thoughtful mm-hmm. about, you know, what their estate planning looks like, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, you do take care of your family and your children, and that's a natural thing that you Absolutely. Do with the wealth that you build. Yeah. But then what part of that do you also use to take care of others?
Right. He's saying 500 mil. I'm sure it's more than that. But let's say it's just 500 mil. Let's say it's 500 mil. 250 there, 250 there, you're good.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I feel like that's a smart way to do it. I think that's a good way to do it. And to be fair, in case you're wondering, Mix 8 kids range from age 6 to 52.
6.
Jeez. That's interesting. Moving on. Looking at what's new.
We should not dissect
that. Yeah, we're not gonna touch on that one. looking at your small screen, what's new on your small screen this weekend? Tonight on at 7 o'clock on the CW, the 72nd annual Miss USA pageant.
Oh, there we go. Now we know where it is.
Yeah, there you go. The 15th season premiere of Shark Tank is on ABC at 7. And on NBC, the 32nd season premiere of Dateline NBC. Let's see here. Sunday Night Football this Sunday. The Jets are hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. That is going to be a good one. I don't know. The Jets defense is good. That's going to be a good one because you have Patrick Mahomes. That's all I need. That's good enough for me. I think a lot of other people might be interested that Taylor Swift is going to be there. But to
never
me,
know.
I'm going for Patrick Mahomes.
She's driving up those jersey sales.
She really is. Terry, I have never...
Which is
never,
so obnoxious, but it's hilarious.
I've never seen anything like this in sports.
Every
year when you do the... we see the end of the year ratings, we see the NFL runs game. The NFL, the Super Bowl, the AFC, NFC championship games, they're always the highest watched things in the world. The ratings that they got from a Kansas City-Chicago game is insane. They've never pulled numbers like this. The pull that this young lady has is, whether you like her or not, you have to respect
her. Well, I was just laughing when they said, after that game that you just referenced, like, that his, what's his name?
Travis Kelce.
Thank you. But that his jersey sales went up like 300% in like 24 hours. Yeah. And I just thought it was funny.
The NFL has been trying for decades to get women involved in football.
Well, here you go.
They got the pink jerseys, the rhinestone jerseys, because that really won women over. Yeah, patronize us. That's going to really help. But this young lady has done what they could never do. That's amazing.
Now they're just going to hope that she dates, you know, another person, you know, like spread the wealth a little, but.
Boy, if you're Travis Kelce, you better hope that this works. Like,
Good point.
You better stick it out the whole
season. At least make it through the whole season.
You better marry that girl. You better marry that girl. Otherwise, she's got an album coming out on you. I mean, you better. This Sunday at 7 on Fox, the 35th season premiere of The Simpsons. That feels good
that
to say.
That many?
35 seasons, baby.
That's a lot.
And they got two more at least under contract. Yes. And also after that, you have the 14th season of The Great Bob's Burgers. That is also this weekend.
I mean, Marge never ages.
No, she doesn't. No, Marge is timeless. Homer is still losing hair. Still losing hair, Homer. Looking at what's new in your big screen this weekend, another Saw movie. Who cares? No, you might care. You might care.
I don't care.
I could not care less. I'm not against horror movies. I'm against lame horror movies.
See, I'm kind of against, like, I'm not against them, but I am not a horror movie person, like, at all.
It's these movies where you see one and you've seen them all.
And I despise Pennywise.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't, like.
Yeah, ugh. Yeah.
I don't, now my family thinks it's hilarious because now they've lumped it. They, you know, their big joke is that I don't like any clowns. I don't mind clowns at all. Mm-hmm. That one? Nope.
It's interesting. It's the 10th one. Maybe now this isn't now. I want to see people that went to go to Saw and then before or after. Do you go to Paw Patrol, the Mighty Movie, rated PG? The Paw Patrol movies out there, everybody. They got a bunch of guest voices on.
If I had to choose, I would choose Paw Patrol.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, going back to Saw, I think that the plot of this one is much deeper than.
Yes. It's incredibly deep. I have no idea. I am excited about this one. The creator rated PG-13. The science fiction film takes place in the future during a war between humans and AI. That's all, you know, well and good and everything. John David Washington stars in this, and that's what I care about.
So is that considered sci-fi then?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is definitely. And it looks interesting. It looks good. But again, John David Washington, Denzel's kid. I'm going to watch everything this young man does. He is so good. Cannot wait. That's going to be a good one. Now, what about on the radio dial? What's going on this weekend on the radio dial? Well, we got good stuff lined up for you. Of course, join us today from 3 to 4 for our final Midday Magazine of the Week. In part one, we're welcoming in our great friends, Sally Kistner, Executive Director of the Savor the Arts, or the Arts Council, I should say, and Eric Britnock, Performing Arts Center, the head of the Performing Arts Center, and we're welcoming in Sean Johnson. Sean is a crooner, and when I say crooner, that doesn't do enough justice to the young man. He is incredibly talented.
Yes, he is. I can't even find words. Like, he is amazing.
In fact, you know what? Just since I got it lined up here anyway, I'll go ahead and just play a little bit of this for you guys. I'm going to play this a little bit later in the interview as well, but I just want people to hear a little bit of what I'm talking about in case you are not familiar with Mr. Sean Johnson.
That's life. That's what all people say.
I love his hair.
Yeah. He is such a good crooner and a modern crooner. He really brings a nice modern style to this old school style of work.
So are they bringing him here?
He's calling in. He's calling in. But
I mean, he's going to be performing here?
Okay. He is performing here. Yep. Yeah, we are going to talk a lot about that. Looking forward to it. But Mr. Johnson is going to be coming, bringing his talents right here to Wisconsin Rapids when he performs October 12th over at the Performing Arts Center.
Oh, cool. Okay.
We'll be talking more about that with Sally and Eric and Sean. We're going to get to know Sean
a little
bit. I cannot wait. I've been doing my homework. I'm all ready for this interview, and he's an interesting guy. It's going to be fun. So all that lined up for you. And then in part two today, we're going to speak with our great friend Beth Havhager and talk about the community book sale coming up and along with some other things going on over at the Wisconsin Rapids and Moravian Church. And we're not done there. No, over on our sister station, Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI High School Action 640. Our pregame kicks off as Lincoln High School takes on Marshfield, the Battle of Wood County. Randy Paul on the call, y'all. Got to have Michael there partnering with him. And you have Seth covering the board. You know it's going to sound good with
That'd
those three. And shout out to my alma mater, Lincoln High School, celebrating their homecoming today.
Absolutely. We're looking for a victory.
Yes. Oh, I want a victory. If this is the only win we get all season, I want this one. We've got to have this, guys. The game again at Wood Trust Bank Field tonight. Get on down there if you can. If you cannot make it to the game in person, we got you covered on 105.5. Join us over there. Looking at our weekend lineup, nothing but good stuff lined up for you. It kicks off at 6 a.m. with Outdoors with Dan Small, hosted by Wisconsin outdoorsman Dan Small with some Rapids ties. He's got his co-host on there who's from Wisconsin Rapids, I believe.
Cool.
And at 7 a.m., the Sunshine Polka Show. Join us for that one. It's the greatest show you may ever hear. The our main polka guy, Tim Hubbelt, does an amazing job scouring the universe for a great polka for you. Join us every Saturday at 7 for the Sunshine Polka Show. And then over the back fence from 11 to noon tomorrow, join Seth for that. He's got a great one lined up for you.
Will you be listening?
I will be listening.
Because I'm going to call him with my coffee grinder.
Oh, dang it. Oh, I got to call up right away to get that. And I encourage everybody to listen. Certainly, it's a great show, and we have a lot of fun with this show. It's been around for a long time. You can buy and sell items you're looking for. It is Facebook Marketplace. It is Craigslist, only interaction, no middleman. You're working
and
with people.
And no scammers.
Yes, yeah. And just as important as that is us keeping this show on the air. Just being completely honest with the audience. We need your calls. We need that show. If you want that show to stick around, we need you to call up on it. If you guys don't, there's a chance we may lose that show at some point. So in order to keep that show around, we're going to need you to interact with us. Get us your items. You can drop them off here at the studio or email us.
Not
with
the
them.
Items. Just a list.
Just a list. Of the Yeah. Good call. Good.
Do not drop your items off.
Man, you really saved me on that one, Terry.
Like they can all come in next week and like
somebody
the whole lobby will be full.
Yes. And help us keep this show alive. Help us keep this show successful. And be sure to join us tomorrow for a very special show. Former WFHR on-air host Milton Steele going to be joining us, a.k.a. Pastor Milton Van Natta. He'll be reflecting on his days at WFHR in the early 80s and 90s. I've gotten to work with Milton, actually. He was in It's a Wonderful Life with me.
Awesome.
And we didn't even know that we both worked at this station.
Oh,
and stuff
really?
At first.
So you didn't realize the connection?
It took us a couple rehearsals to find that out.
Awesome.
Looking forward to Milton joining Seth tomorrow. Be sure to join us for that special episode of Over the Back Fence. And, of course, great stuff on Sunday for you. Join us for Seth Faces the Music. Seth takes on a different theme every week and brings you great music surrounding that theme with a lot of great banter and other stuff. Join us from 6 to 8 for that. And then Director's Cut this week from 8 to 9. Seth and I's show, we have a lot of fun with this. And as Seth would tell you, we have a fifth Beatle we're bringing onto the show, kind of another part of the show, Bria Krieger. Bria is going to join us on this week's episode of Director's Cut. Wonderful young talent in the area. Incredible talent, really. Renaissance woman. She's amazing. Maybe a little biased. She is my kid. But that don't mean I'm wrong. Bria is going to join us to talk a little bit about our podcast, What the Muppet. This weekend is National Podcast Weekend, or National Podcast Day, and we thought it'd be a fun way for us to kind of talk about this. This is really Bria's creation, What the Muppet. It was something that she thought would be really fun for her and I to do together. She wanted to do something with her dad and to make memories together, to be honest with you guys. So we started this just as something kind of fun for us. It's really caught on. We've got a really nice following with it, and it's been really fun. The podcast world is so fascinating to me. Every other industry, music, acting, photography, anything you can think of, it is so competitive and so cutthroat. This industry with podcasting, not only is it grassroots, where Terry, you and I want to start a podcast, we don't need producers.
Yeah,
we don't need,
anyone can do it.
Yeah, we can do it, and all we need is a mic and be able to get it on there, but there's enough room for everybody. Like it's amazing to me how many people have thousands of listeners and everything because everything is so niche. If you like, you know, keychains, there's a podcast out there about keychains, and that particular audience has 1,000 people listening to it. And
that
stuff.
Just made me think of rabbit's feet.
it's kind of fun. So Bria's going to join us on this week's Director's Cut. A big thank you to her for doing that. We'll be recording that a little bit later.
That'll
today.
Be great.
It's going to be fun. Join us all weekend long for great stuff right here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Of course, I can't go right from that. I had it all set up perfect and I couldn't get to the click. Dang.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 75. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Highs level off around 80.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 56. I swear.
Nope. Nope.
Go back to the 80s.
All right. There we go. Ooh, perfect.
Much better.
Oh, much better. Just use the words. We are not covering that song in our band. We are not doing any All for One.
Oh, that would be so bad. What do we care? Paul's the singer.
Yeah, Paul is the singer. I'd rather do some Duran Duran here at WFHR. Moving on the floor now, baby. You're a bird of paradise. Such a Duran Duran kid. I like them so much, and my dad wasn't a big Duran Duran fan, so I kind of hid it that I liked them. So I think that's part of the reason why now
like
as an
you
adult,
feel like you're getting away with
I'm
something.
I'm letting it all out. Yeah, yeah.
I can't say I was ever like a big fan, but nothing against them. Like yeah, just yeah. You know, meh. Like I might flip to a different station, but go back.
There's certain bands, yeah.
Her name is Rio, and she.
Yeah, you can't cut it off right there, Seth. You can't cut it off in the
reach, is this guy? What the heck?
Let's talk coffee. There's some new research that looked into the best cities in America for coffee. And today on National Coffee Day, I thought it'd be good to do this. I've been hanging on to this article for a couple of days just for this day. America loves coffee, which is a total of 180 from 3 years ago. So when we're looking at the research that looked at into the best cities in America for coffee, 180 of them we got. And we are emptying our cupboards looking for that can of Maxwell House from 2006.
Ew.
Yeah, that ain't right. That's not good.
That's old.
They compared 100 of the largest U.S. cities across 12 metrics, including the number of coffee shops and roasters, the amount of coffee drinkers, the average price in the area, and local coffee-related events. In the end, San Francisco is first.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not surprised
at all
by that. A great question, though. Portland, Oregon, second, then Seattle.
Okay.
Orlando, Honolulu, Tampa, Austin, Texas, Oakland, New Orleans, and Pittsburgh.
Where's Rapids?
Where's Rapids? Rapids is number 94. No, they should be a lot higher on that. We got actually, per capita, we got quite a few coffee shops around here. And what I'm proud of around here, nothing against Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. I know I make jokes about Starbucks, but I got generally, they're a business. I got nothing against them.
Yeah, whatever.
And most Starbucks and Dunkins in your area are owned by locals. So I think that's another way to support local businesses. But I will say, I'm really proud of this area that we're able to keep so many local coffee shops alive. The ground up for just a perfect example, you know, that we got a lot of them.
Cravings, Out of the Box.
Yeah.
I mean, Caribou.
Yeah.
You know, what I really like is each is unique.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to me, they're not, none of them are the same as the other.
Well said.
So depending upon what experience you want or what atmosphere you want or that kind of thing, you can get it because there's all different opportunities.
Especially if it's a rainy day and I was going to go for a run or something like that, sometimes I'll just go over to the ground up and just hang out there for a half an hour. I just like the atmosphere there. Just like the shop, the place itself.
I actually went there. I was taking a class one time where I had all these case studies that I had to read, and it's like, okay, if I stay at my office, there's the phone, there's the computer, you know, like there's all these interruptions. So I kind of just put it right in my calendar while I was taking that class that once a week I went there for like 2.5 hours and just studied.
That's cool.
You know, it was just smart. It just removed myself from my normal environment.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
If you're fine with 2-day-old gas station coffee, Toledo, Ohio came in dead last out of 100 cities. A new survey by the National Coffee Association found that 63% of Americans drink coffee every day. The average coffee drinker consumes 3 cups a day. 63% is actually low to me. I would have thought that'd be high, at least in the 70s, that many people drinking coffee. But the numbers actually have stayed pretty steady with this, where so many things go up and down over the years. This is pretty much where it's always been for us since, I want to say, the 60s. We've been around this 60% mark.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, not surprising to me saying San Francisco number one. I have never been to Seattle. I want to go to Seattle. I want to check it out, but I've never been there. I know that typically Seattle is kind of seen as the coffee capital of America, but spending a lot of time in San Francisco, I'm not surprised by that at all. I'm not kidding. Like every couple feet, there's a coffee shop.
Huh, cool.
And not just a random mom and pop coffee shop. There's like 90 Starbucks in San Francisco. And then there's all these mom and pop kind of coffee shops. And they all survive. They all, in fact, there's a couple of instances where a Starbucks was across the street from one. And they moved the Starbucks so that the other place would survive. I don't know many cities that do that. San Francisco is pretty easy to make fun of for a lot of reasons. But they do that right.
That's cool.
They do seem to do that part right. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and get to Melissa's news. When we come back, we'll get into Merriam-Webster's 690 new words. We're going to cram those into a half an hour. We'll go over some of the highlights from some of them. I see some pretty good ones here we'll get into after Melissa's news right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Flu vaccinations are now available at all Marshfield Clinic primary care locations throughout Wisconsin. Health officials recommend that people get a flu vaccine by the end of October for the best protection during the influenza season. The flu virus can cause mild to severe illness. It's responsible for up to 700,000 hospitalizations and 50,000 deaths each year in the U.S. Getting the vaccine doesn't guarantee you won't get the flu, but the vaccines will help protect against serious flu illness or complications. A 37-year-old man from Sparta faces criminal charges accused of taking part in the January 6th riot. Charles Walters was arrested Wednesday and made his initial appearance in federal court in Madison. Federal prosecutors say Walters was caught on video destroying some fencing, climbing onto the inaugural stage risers, and going inside the Capitol wearing a helmet and ballistic-style vest. In the 32 months since January 6, 2021, more than 1,100 individuals have been charged in nearly all 50 states for crimes related to the breach of the U.S. Capitol. The city of Stevens Point has a vacancy in the 4th District after the current alderperson resigned. The council will appoint a replacement to fill the unexpired term ending in April of 2024. Interested applicants must live in the district and submit a cover letter and resume to the city clerk by October 11th at 4 p.m. This is a nonpartisan seat, as are all city offices. Run with Cops Wisconsin Rapids is happening October 5th. This will be a community night run for Special Olympics with lights along the course. They'll have glow stations where runners can stop and get decked out in necklaces, bracelets, and blue and red lights. On-site registration and packet pickup is from 4:30 to 6 at the Moravian Church in Wisconsin Rapids. There will be a law enforcement vehicle expo and kids obstacle course from 5 to 6. The 5K starts at 6:15. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Around the corner.
Around the country.
Or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 75. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Highs level off around 80.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 56.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Terry and James with you.
You know, these are just like exponentially better than the 91s.
Yeah, yeah. There's something about
it. Like, we should just delete that bottom button.
We don't even need it anymore. Don't even need it. Let's take a look at our words, Terry. Well, let's add some new words to your lexicon out there. Dictionary.com added a bunch of new definitions a few weeks ago. Now it's Merriam-Webster's turn. They added 690 new words and terms. A lot of them are newer words young people are using, but there are also a few we're surprised that they didn't already have. So let's go ahead and get into some of these.
Like, jorts was not in. How could jorts not have been in you there would, already?
You would have thought jorts would be in there. Yeah, definitely. definitely.
I'm noticing a lot of these are phrases. You know, like two words or three words put together.
Which is interesting to me. I wouldn't
Because I thought it was just a word,
That's
right?
what I thought, yeah. And I want to say two things here. One, I think that there is some pandering and some playing to your to younger people to try to get younger people to listen and stuff. It's a or pay attention and care about this. And I see that. And I don't know how well that ever goes over with young people. I know when I was young, it didn't always go over well with me. But I will say, I champion them trying to do this. I don't blame them at all for this. We need young people to have good... just being able to talk better than I am right now.
I'm just going to jump in. I'm like, no, I'm just going to let him go.
Yeah, just let me die out here. Just let me die. Keep on dying. It's a good thing I don't get paid to talk for a living.
But they're putting, this is weird to me, but they're putting abbreviations in there.
Yeah.
Like NGL. NGL is not going to lie,
right?
Is what kids say. But does that belong in the dictionary? I struggle with that one a little bit.
That it's tough. I don't know how to feel. I don't really have a
because it's not a word,
right? And I don't know how if we're going to talk about words, shouldn't they be words? So it's a little bit.
I struggle with that one a little bit.
But looking at some of these, especially this is going to help you know if you do hear young people saying them what they're talking about, like Riz. R-I-Z-Z. That's romantic appeal or charm. It's short for charisma.
I thought that was interesting because that's the top one that popped up when I searched the list. You know, when I just looked for the list, it was like Riz. And I'm like, oh, it's kind of fun, I guess.
Yeah. Doggo, slang for dog. Okay. Do we really need that one in there? I don't know.
Thank you. Do we need that in there?
I don't know.
And did you see bingo card? Bingo card. What?
Bingo
what?
Card. No, I didn't see
that. A bingo card is a... And it is usually... It says it is a list of possible expected or likely scenarios usually used in the phrase on one's bingo card.
Huh. How about Cheffy? Cheffy. If someone's a good cook, you might say they're so Cheffy.
Wait, how about this one? Smishing. S-M-I-S-H-I-N-G. The practice of sending text messages to someone in order to trick the person into revealing personal or confidential information, which can be used for criminal purposes.
Whoa.
Smishing.
Whoa, I've never heard of that. What the what, man? What the what? How about Finsta? Slang for a secret Instagram account, like fake Insta. Who is doing? That is one of those things I will never understand on social media. The people, like, I can't keep up with my own profiles. The people that have, like, multiple profiles, right? Like, I don't get that at all.
And, like, any kind of weirdness, like, criminal kind of, like, use your brain for something good.
Yes.
If you can keep 78 profiles straight, use it for something.
I mean, yeah. We could use that resource in some good ways.
So, Tiny House finally made it in.
Yeah.
I thought that might have already been in.
That was the one that I thought for sure would have been in there. CAPE, C-A-P-E, to act as a defender or supporter. So, if you stick up for someone, you're caping them.
So, adding... Right? So, I mean, CAPE already has to be in the dictionary.
It's got to be in
there.
So,
adding another meaning.
Just adding another part there. Interesting. Grammable, something worthy of being posted on Instagram. Okay. Yeah. Quiet quit, rage quit, kind of self-explanatory. How about speed run? Speed run. All one word. When you play an entire video game as fast as possible. Jeez.
Really?
Oh, boy.
I saw they have boss in the video game arena there, too.
How about, and let's open this to the audience, 424-2600. Is there a word that you don't think is in there that should be? Like, because I'm thinking of a lot of slang terms that have just kind of like... That they've been around so long that they, like, I dig something like that, like,
right.
You know, that kind of thing. I wonder
other than
if that,
a hole.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wonder if that should be in there and that kind of thing. But yeah, like TTYL, talk to you later. That's been around so long that I was a little surprised that wasn't in there, but it's an acronym.
But I also think it's weird. Like, yes. Why does it go in the dictionary?
I'm not quite sure how to feel about this, but again, if it is getting younger people to actually care about this stuff, then I think it's worth it.
It's not going
to
make them care about it.
No, probably not. Probably not. But it's worth a try. It's better. I will say this, too. I will always take the attempt over not trying.
Okay.
At least trying is way better than just giving up and being like, young people are never going
to
care.
Think back to when you were a kid, how big the dictionary was. Like when we actually had to use the dictionary, not when it was online. Can you imagine how big it is now if we're adding 690 words a year?
I cannot.
Mean, there's something really weird about that.
I agree. I do love the idea of a kid having to like pull out a dictionary. Like if there was a physical copy of it nowadays and just having to leaf through like thousands and thousands of
pages. I still have one, like a big old heavy one. Nice. And I've used it honestly to like press things because it's a big heavy book.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because it's from probably like the 90s. So it's not even up to date now. Accurate. But my kids, when they were younger, just thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I'm like, yeah, you look up words and up the words. So I don't know.
Dictionary.com did this, as we said, early in September. And so just quickly looking at some of those, like coffee nap, a short nap that usually 15 or 30 minutes taken immediately after a cup of coffee. Okay. Blur's day, a day not easily distinguished from other days, or in other words, just any day nowadays.
Oh, so it's like Blur's
just,
day?
Yeah, but just Blur's day. Jawn, J-A-W-N, a filler word used by people in Philadelphia when they can't think of the name of something. Like, hey, can you hand me that jawn right there? Okay, hand me that jawn. Give me the jawn over there. How about, let's see, snite. To wipe snot off your nose and rub it on somebody else. Yes. There's a couple of these right there.
Listen, that's better than using your sleeve. Moms don't like that.
That's been around a long time. Yeah.
So wiping your snot on someone else.
You can go to dictionary.com. It's a British term, actually. You can go to dictionary.com to find out more of those. And you go to Merriam-Webster's website to find out more of the words that they added. We will take a break. We're coming back with some local good stories of the day, some that ain't right stuff, and plenty more for you on the morning show.
That wasn't that ain't right?
I didn't know. No, you're right. There's a couple of them in there. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
The lights are off. Everything is quiet. You're ready to sleep. But your brain isn't. It's going a mile a minute, stressing about every detail of your life. Like that awkward thing you said when you were 13, or whether you chose the right career, or that unanswered text you sent earlier. Sound familiar? Whether they strike before bed or any time throughout the day, racing thoughts are a pain. Therapy can give you a place to work through all those thoughts and come up with solutions. So they don't keep you up at night or stop you from enjoying the rest of your day. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist based on your needs and preferences. Connect by phone, video, or chat from wherever you are. Switch therapists anytime and use flexible week-to-week scheduling to book appointments. Get a break from your racing thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/gain today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/gain.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 75. Southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 57.
Tonight, mainly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Highs level off around 80.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 56.
The message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far. And don't disappear. No, don't disappear. Ever had the feeling?
It's a good thing they don't have us on video.
Yeah,
as we're
it is.
Both, like,
we're
rocking in our chairs.
We can't help it. We can't help it. It's one of those songs. Always gets you. Always gets you. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Some 80s playing Terry and I in.
It's no wonder all these chairs are broke.
Yes, yes. The way we bop around in them, you're so right. You're so right about that. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour with nothing but fun and some good stuff. We got That Ain't Right stories coming up, local good stories of the day, and plenty more. One last topic for you, and this is kind of interesting. Some people spend months planning the perfect gift for friends and family. Other people wait until the day before when the person says, I'd like an air fryer, and then they buy them an air fryer.
I'd like a coffee grinder.
See, yeah. And guess which gift gets the most use? A new survey has found that the average person gets 7 gifts a year that they never use. And the worst gift givers are usually friends, children, and coworkers. 26% of people say that they donate unwanted gifts to charity, and 18% consider rewrapping it and giving it to someone else.
Wait, the worst gift givers are friends, children, and who?
Coworkers.
And coworkers. Who else is giving you gifts?
Well, maybe they're not including significant others.
Okay.
I was gonna say I was impressed that significant others weren't on
like,
there.
This is That's just like random thing. Random people
yeah,
give
yeah,
you
this
gifts?
Is just, hey, man, I got this gift here.
I don't know who you are.
Take it. The survey found a list of the worst gifts to receive, and some people are really terrible at gift giving. It includes bad romance novels, a diet plan. Oh,
that's
wow.
Bad. Oh, wow. Woo.
A car manual? Like what? Children's toys when they're adults? Cufflinks, ties, movies you've already seen, maps of the U.S.
Okay, so they surveyed like 8 people.
Right, yeah, basically.
Right? I mean.
Some of the other worst gifts given, a mouse pad, a scarf, chocolate coins. Now, hey, wait a minute.
Those aren't so bad.
I do like those, yeah. Potpourri. Anti-aging products.
Wait,
like
potpourri?
Ooh.
That's not even a thing. Do they even make that anymore? If someone's giving you potpourri, it is from 1988.
Yeah, yeah.
It is not new.
No. Yeah, I do not expect that to smell
okay,
good
do
anymore.
Okay, do you remember, like, did your mom have a potpourri thing?
Yes.
Like, but were you actually, like, put water in it? Like, you put and then you kind of, like, soaked it, and then it heated, and then that's where
that I remember those. But she just had, like, a little thing on the side that had, like, a bunch of potpourri stuff in it. That wasn't much better. Yeah, yeah. That was a thing, though. There was a thing there for a while.
Oh, that was a major
Every
thing.
Every family seemed to have potpourri.
And you so, I mean, you could find it everywhere.
You could smell it on your clothes when you left the house.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Picture frames, which I don't think is a horrible gift, but I could see that. So there's some of the worst gifts. Now, I got to say, I don't get 7 gifts a year. I don't know who's getting all these gifts they're getting gifts that they don't have any use for. That's surprising to me. But, you know, I guess.
So I'm more of a not a day before person. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't say I'm like looking for 4 months before or whatever it's at, but try to plan that out a little bit more. But I've also gotten... So that I'm very free with and willing to give cash.
Yeah.
Like, what I mean? Like, I just, if I can't figure out something, now I wouldn't do that maybe like for a girlfriend. I would be more intentional, you know, but I'm just saying, like, if we get invited to a kid's birthday party or something, I'm like not trying to figure out if they already have this or what's the favorite kid. Like, I'm perfectly fine with cash.
I really like personal gifts, like for my mom today for her birthday, things that, you know, I know she
the
likes.
The t-shirt you took out of the box?
Yeah, right. I cannot wait to see her look on her face when I give her that WFHR shirt. I have a real gift in mind, everybody. That's just a gag gift. But I know for her, like if I did want to get her a shirt or get her a Coca-Cola thing or something, she'll like that. But what she really likes is I find those, you know, unique items or something.
Sure.
You go to Milkweed Market or something like that and finding that kind of thing. The more personal the gift, the more she's going to like it.
And absolutely.
That's, to me, that's the kind of gift giver I am. I learned from my Nana. My Nana would be somebody, if it was July and she saw the perfect Christmas gift, she's picking it up. She's grabbing it, putting it in the closet.
I can't do that.
I don't know how she did that. I do that a very like poor man's version of that, where maybe like in October I'll find something or whatever.
See, and I can't do it because I'll just keep shopping.
Like, yeah,
I have to shop when I'm feeling like festive. You know what I mean? Like when I'm feeling the holiday spirit. So for me, that's not until, well, I don't know, probably like now.
Yeah.
When
yeah,
I turn right on now, Christmas music.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah. That's coming. That's coming, everybody. Christmas music's on the way. So we get to our That Ain't Right story now, and this is a doozy. I think some may have already heard this one, but for those that didn't, let's catch you up. Losing something pricey like an Apple Watch is not good. That's dangerous. And you might be willing to do crazy things to get those items back as much as these cost.
True story.
I am ashamed of how much my phone costs. That's how much it costs. Like, it's the only item in my life I've ever had where I don't want to tell people how much it costs.
Yep, so don't buy a cheap case.
Yeah, right.
You spend a lot of money on the phone, buy a good case.
And quit looking at your phones when you're using, like, the you know, private, you know, the bathrooms and stuff, especially an outhouse.
What?
A woman in Michigan was in an outhouse on Tuesday morning when she dropped her Apple Watch into the toilet. That sucks. But what comes next is just insanity. The woman decided to try to retrieve it and the watch by lowering herself into the toilet. It was big enough that she could fit down there inside. And then, of course, she got stuck. She yelled for help. Someone called the police. First responders showed up and found her in the muck. They removed her. Afterwards, the police issued a public reminder saying, if you lose an item in an outside outhouse toilet, do not attempt to venture inside the containment area. Serious injury may occur. In this case, the woman was not hurt, just might as well have been hurt with the shame she's feeling.
So, you know, a couple things about that. First of all, disgusting, of course.
Yeah.
But she's lucky other people were around.
Yes.
But... How did she know? We're assuming she wasn't having to like tread water to stay.
Right,
like, how does she know how deep that actually was?
Yeah, yeah. I
you know what I'm saying?
Know.
Like, maybe she thought, okay, it's only going to be knee deep. It's worth the risk.
I know this is going to come. I know this is going to come across morbid, and I really don't mean it to be. I'm really saying it in a joking manner here. Growing up, I had a lot of life or death situations, and you learn from a young age how valuable life is, how quickly it could be taken, all that. So as an older person away from that environment now, I have these moments in life where I'm thinking of somebody or I'm in a situation and I'm like, man, I could have, like, that could have taken me out. And it's not so much, I wish I could say, God, well, I don't want to be taken out, like, you know, or die or anything. It's not so much that is, I'm not going out like that. Like, I'm not dying in an outhouse. That is not how
so
I
So you don't want
out.
To be overcome by the fumes of feces and die?
I drop something in there, it's gone. It's gone forever, baby. Like, I'm not going after that because I am not going out that way. You are not going to catch me going out like some silly, ridiculous way.
Okay.
It's just not going to happen.
I can get how it crossed her mind, like, I need to retrieve this.
Yeah.
Because let's
be
real. You can see it sitting on top, probably.
Sure, sure.
Right? Like,
yeah,
I'm sure she could still see it. I'm guessing she didn't go in to dig around.
Right.
But wouldn't you like go get something
to try to
hook it?
Get a
and
stick
not
and some gum. I don't know. Anything but going in there. Anything but going in there. At that point, you're kind of like, did I pay for insurance for that thing? I mean, that's the first thought I have. It's not to dive in there. That's just damn right.
That might take the cat. I mean, I'm surprised that wasn't in Florida.
Right. Yeah, we need a palate cleanser. Let's talk about some local good stuff. We got a lot of good local things going on in our area. One of them that we wanted to make sure to note was our friends at the Historic Point Boss. They have their historic encampment going on today and October 1st. Travel back in time to experience the sights, sounds, and even smells of 18th century life at the French outpost during the fur trade era. This goes on from 9 to 4 tomorrow, and then 9 to 2 on Sunday. It's over at the Historic Point Boss at 364 Wakely Road in Nacoosa. Go ahead and check that out and find out more at historicpointboss.com. Hawks.com. Help them keep history alive over there, everybody.
That sounds really cool.
It's going to be a fun event.
And the weather's going to be great. So good opportunity.
And thank you, Mother Nature, for great weather for Science by the River. That is kicking off tomorrow at 11 a.m. till 2. This is the third annual of this. It's a free one-day outdoor event that gives attendees of all ages an opportunity to connect to the Wisconsin River and science, technology, and our community. Big thank you to everybody that's a part of this. You can go ahead and check out all these different stops here in Rapids, just taking a walk along the river, or you can visit ones in particular. There are 14 different locations.
And this is family-friendly, right? Like, this isn't just for kids. This is for anybody, everybody.
Yeah, be sure to check this out and help them have a great turnout, everybody, so we can keep bringing this back every year and get the kids involved in this. It helps them care about conservation, helps them care about their environment, and keep this this state beautiful.
And we're very fortunate to have this beautiful river running through our community. So, you know, there's something about that, too, just learning about it and what it means, you know, to our environment.
Yeah, be sure to check out Science by the River. Kicks off tomorrow, 11 to 2, right here in Rapids. And Emmanuel Lutheran School has a great one coming up tomorrow, their Oktoberfest celebration. Their school's athletic field will be transformed into a German picnic grounds with the gates on Prospect Street opening at 3 o'clock. The event closes at 7, and the rain location for the event would be inside the gymnasium at Emmanuel Lutheran.
And they're doing a cakewalk.
Yeah.
That's so fun. That used to be a thing when
that
we were kids.
A huge
You'd
thing
go
as
to,
a kid.
Yeah.
I miss that kind of thing. That's pretty cool. Shout out to our friends at Emmanuel, and go ahead and be sure to check that event out. And we have a free homecoming weekend outdoor movie event, Disney's Encanto, happening tomorrow from 6:45 to 8:26. This will be at the parking lot of Port Edwards United Methodist Church at 411 Wisconsin River Drive in Port Edwards. Popcorn and drinks included.
Cool.
And Terry, I wanted to wrap up with some of our local stuff by talking about our United Way. We've got a lot of great things going on. It is campaign season, and there's some other stuff we wanted to talk about, too.
Absolutely. So, as you said, we are really focused on campaign, and so this is the time of year when we are raising funds, and so it's kind of one of those all about the money times for us, because that's how we're able to bring all of this programming to the community. And so we are raising funds now in the fall for when we start using and distributing those funds, starting in January. Right away. So it's a quick turnaround. Your investment is touching people in the community right away, and your investment also stays in the community. So I think that's really important, that when you think about that, if you make a donation to United Way, unless you tell us to send it to another community, it stays right here. So you're investing in your friends, family, and neighbors in need, and in the areas of education. So we think about development of children and what that means up until they start school, and then what's available to them while they're in school. You know, you think about all of that wraparound stuff outside of the school day. We also focus on financial stability, health, general health of our you know, certain populations of the community, and then emergency food and shelter. So always remembering that basic needs is a high priority. So that's where we're investing. Some of the other engagement opportunities that we have going on right now, one is we have just a couple of reading mentor slots still open. We have had a phenomenal showing from the community to sign up to be reading mentors, but there are still a couple of opportunities at Port Edwards Elementary and then also at Humke Elementary in Nakusa. So if you're interested in being a reading mentor, commitment is one session per week for the entire school year, starting October 16th until the end of April. So that's a really cool opportunity if you're looking for more of a one-day kind of thing. We do have our Day of Caring coming up on October 21st. This is our raking event where we are raking the yards for our elderly and disabled in need. And you can still sign up if you need your yard raked. You can do that by calling 211 between the hours of 8 and 5, Monday through Friday. We do still have a few spaces available. So you could get on the list. And this is just for clarification purposes. This is really meant to be to help people in the community. So this isn't, you know, I just want my yard raked. So, you need to just be thoughtful about that, right? But if you do have a need and you can't do it on your own, that's who, you're exactly who we want to help. So give us a call. But we are also looking for teams of rakers. So, and I shouldn't just say teams. You don't have to sign up as a team. You could sign up as an individual, and we will... You could say, I'm going to do a yard by myself, or we will put you with another group. But that is our goal. Our goal is to hit 500 volunteers this year. We were really close last year, and so that's awesome. But the date is October 21st. Show up at Grand Rapids Lions Club. We'll serve you a hot breakfast, and then at 9 a.m. we will send you out on your way to rake and clean up some yards.
Yeah. Find out more at uwswac.org. Put back into your community. You can do some good with our friends at the United Way. Sign up right now for leadership or being a part of Day of Caring or the World Community Denim or Community Denim Day. So much great stuff going on with our United Way. Find out more at uwswac.org. And also wanted to touch on, of course, you got one more day, everybody. Tomorrow is the cutoff time to name that chicken. Our sister station, Wisk Country 105.5 WIRI, has got this wonderful logo, our chicken. But for years, he's been nameless. He's been a chicken with no name.
Well, I mean, Rodney really had the spotlight. Rodney, I mean.
You can enter up to three different names. Just go to wiscountry.com/chicken. You got until tomorrow to do this. And then October 9th through the 29th, we're going to do some ranked choice voting, figure out which one is the top name, and all three are going to get their own prizes. It's going to be fun. And our chicken will finally have a name, and our chicken over here, Rodney, will finally stop giving him a hard time, or her a hard time, whichever.
Well, you never know. If you're sitting on a good one, get it in, because we're going to have to say it all the time. Because we don't know what's been submitted so far.
Yeah.
So they could all be, hard to wrap your head around. So get us some good choices.
Yes. Yeah. Get to wiscountry.com/chicken. Get in on that. And again, thank you to everybody who has already participated. Be sure to join us today from 3 to 4. Wonderful midday magazine lined up for you. We're going to talk to our good friend Sally Kistner, Executive Director of the Arts Council. She'll be joined by Eric Britnocker, and we're going to be talking with Sean Johnson. I can't wait. I've been looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Been waiting for it all week. Sean's going to join us, and we're looking forward to talking with him, having you get to know him a little bit better before he comes to town. And in part two, we'll speak with Reverend Beth Habhager about the community book sale at the United Methodist Church, at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Yes. Sorry, we'll be over there with that. So look.